And I began to start thinking of myself as, you know, we start having mashups of fact and fiction, docudramas, mockumentaries, whatever you call it. Are we going to reach the stage where information has a percentage of fact associated with it? We start labeling information for the fact percentage. Are we going to start looking at what happens when your information source is turned off as a famine? Which brings me to the final element of this. Clay Shirky once stated that there is no such animal as information overload. There is only filter failure. I put it to you that information, if viewed from the point of food, is never a production issue. You never speak of food overload. Fundamentally, it's a consumption issue. And we have to start thinking about how we create diets within ourselves, exercise within ourselves, to have the faculties to be able to deal with information, to have the labeling to be able to do it responsibly. In fact, when I saw Super Size Me, I started thinking now of saying, what would happen if an individual had 31 days non-stop Fox News? Okay? Would there be a time to be able to work with it? So you start really understanding that you can have diseases, toxins, a need to balance your diet. And once you start looking, and from that point on, everything I have done in terms of the consumption of information, the production of information, the preparation of information, I have looked at from the viewpoint of food. It has probably not helped my waistline any, because I like practicing on both sides. But I'd like to leave you with just that question. If you began to think of all the information that you consume the way you think of food, what would you do differently? Thank you very much for your time.